celebrate with them. Danielle Quayle is celebrating 29 years young today. Happy birthday to you. Brian O'Brien, whose government name is Brian M. Lassiter Sr., that's one of my DJ buddies. He's celebrating 48 years and raising money for Prostate Cancer International. Happy birthday to Brian. It's Star Young's 52nd birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Stephen Williams is celebrating a birthday on this Tuesday morning. Happy birthday. It's a 33rd birthday for LaToya Kimball. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Cassina, I'm the best Hall. She's celebrating 33 years young. Happy birthday. Happy 53rd birthday to my dude, Ronald Batiste. He's celebrating his birthday today. LaTanya Buckner's having a birthday, too. Let's make sure we say happy birthday to her on this Tuesday. Belinda Cheney Drakes, she's got a birthday, too. Happy birthday to Belinda. Derek Rivers is 51 years young today. Happy birthday to you, sir. And my man, P.J. Anderson, Patrick Jr., celebrating a birthday, looking like a daddy. Happy birthday to PJ over in Atlanta, Georgia, and to all of our birthday people who celebrate everywhere around the world. We want to sing the birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. John Eldridge is the author of Restoration Year. He's talking about restoration holiness. And, you know, holiness means healing. The Word of God says in Romans 12:2, to fix your attention on God and you'll be changed from the inside out. It seems that much of what Christians believe these days is to be called to a lot of activities that includes regular church attendance, Bible study, giving, and attending everything that the church has, which is good. That's all right. That's fine. But what is all this activity supposed to do in us? If it's not restoring you as a person, as a whole person, you may be missing the point of what God is after in your life. He's after healing you as a human being. It might help to contrast going to church all the time for everything with a couple of popular options out there. The first one is the self-help option. You know, getting your life together, helping you with your anxiety or your weight problems. But the problem with that is when you focus on your problems, the transformation of your character gets missed. Then you've got the thing called righteousness Christianity, focusing on sin and the loss of morality in the people around you and maybe even in yourself. A great deal of energy is spent trying to make people behave. Yeah, we're supposed to live godly lives, but where's the joy and intimacy with God if you're constantly fighting with people, getting them to act right? You know what I'm saying? Now, the question to ask, is the Christianity you're living healing your life? Is it ushering in restoration? If not, you may want to take a second look and ask Jesus if he has something new for you. Jesus said this, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence, and love others as you love yourself. That's Matthew 22, 37 and 39 from the Message Bible. Only Jesus can get away with taking all of what God said and breaking it down into two commandments, to love others as well as you love yourself, love God and love others like you love yourself. You see, people don't like breaking things down. They like, somehow we complicate stuff. Look at what we do with education and look at what we do with taxation. Complicated. You know, the Jews of Jesus' day had so many rules that it practically immobilized them. And that wasn't what God intended. God wants you to cut through all of the stuff. Jesus says this, it all comes down to loving God and loving others. If you practice this, you will be fine. Now, Jesus isn't dismissing all the wonderful instructions God gives us in his word. He's just bringing us to focus the motive of everything we do. And if the motive is not to love God and love others, you're missing it, okay? John Eldridge, author of Restoration Year, Restoration Holiness. That's what it's all about. That blessed me. Hopefully it will bless you too. Hey, listen, that's it. That's all for the Wade Hampton Show on this Tuesday morning. We're hoping that we can get together again tomorrow following On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas and David Christmas right here on KAYT, KQJOFM. Hey, listen, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Hey, remember, love yourself and love each other. We'll see you tomorrow.
K-A-Y-T. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T FM.
the Wade Hampton Show.
New music now.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment.